Hello and welcome to Charity Corner. My name is Rachel Goodfellow and I'm the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that creates awareness and raises funds to help support Dorset and Somerset special educational needs children and their families. Through my work, I've been introduced to a whole range of small charities, all local and all supporting local causes. And so each month I go out and about to see what local charities and good causes are up to, visiting a few key people and trying to find out firsthand how their hard work benefits others in the community. We have interviews with organisers and participants, and I produce a monthly roundup of the charity events that are happening in our area over the coming weeks. Not a lot at the moment, for obvious reasons. A few days ago, I went and saw Elizabeth Chilton, who's in Sherborne.
Today, I'm with Elizabeth Chilton, and I've come to talk to her about a non-profitable association that she and two other mums set up. How long ago, Liz?
About 3 years ago,
called Shine 21. And they set up a group. All three mums have children with Down syndrome. So first of all, Liz, can you tell us, because there would be listeners out there that really don't know much about Down syndrome.
Yeah, well, Down syndrome is a chromosome abnormality, they call it. But obviously, our children are all unique with their own personalities and they have specific learning difficulties. But they do have big strengths and little weaknesses. So every child is different. We don't define our children as one typical Down syndrome. They've all got their own personalities and, like I say, strengths and weaknesses. They do very well with reading, writing and functioning in society. So our group, you know, we want to promote awareness to the population.
Okay, so as a mum to a daughter, haven't you?
Yes,
with Down syndrome. And how old is she now?
She's 9 now, she's nearly 10.
Okay, growing up fast.
Yes. Yeah.
So for you as a family, what have you found to be the biggest challenges?
Probably the biggest challenges are obviously with the learning difficulty. You have to spend more extra time with your child, with education and socially, so it can be challenging and tiring. But to me, there is a lot of positives as well.
Yes, very much so.
So I don't really like to focus on the negatives.
Absolutely. But what about the support you've had in Dorset?
Yeah, the support's very good in Dorset, I believe, for children with SEN. We do get a lot of holiday clubs, but I feel with Down syndrome, they read and write a lot differently than other children, the way they learn. So there's not much awareness in schools how to teach a child with Down syndrome. So you really need to know, you know, how they learn and look at things. So this learning profile to me is really important because it's all about their eyesight, the hearing, how they can see differently, hear differently, process vocab differently. So it's all about knowing, you know, how to deal with a child.
So when you and the other two ladies got together, what was the whole point to start with of you starting this association?
Yeah. Well, we found in Dorset there was no specific group for children with Down syndrome, and there's a lot of groups all over the UK in different counties, a lot of support groups for children, but not there wasn't anything in Dorset, and we felt it's really important for us to link together and support each other. So we decided to form this group, Shine 21, and we felt it's important for our children to have friendships, because when they move from mainstream, if they go into specialist, they can be a bit isolated in the community. They come away from their own friendships, what they've made in mainstream, they tend to lose that and go on to specialist schools, which children in specialist schools are all from different places in Dorset. So we formed this group and we want to develop our children's independence and for them to gain friendships, and it's just been amazing. And we've just recently started a baby group called Little Shiners. So that's for new mums in Dorset with babies with Down syndrome, and it's just amazing. We have about 6 or 7 newborn babies, toddlers, who've all got Down syndrome, and the mums and parents, they absolutely love this group. Just brings them together, supports them, because it can be isolating if you have a child with a disability. So that little group now have gained friendships and will grow up together. So it's lovely to see. And they come from Swanage, Bridport, Dorchester, Weymouth. So we try and have our groups a bit centrally. We try Dorchester and we meet there, like, hopefully once a month.
That sounds really amazing. So from sort of 3 months just getting together,
yeah,
this group has grown and grown and grown.
It really has.
And you've just done a fundraise, haven't you, back in March?
March, yeah, because we celebrate on the 21st of March every year. All across the world is World Down Syndrome Day, and it's an awareness just to show how amazing people are with Down Syndrome. So we celebrated World Down Syndrome Day in Dorset, and we had about 7 children all did different fundraising activities. And it were really challenging for them because one toddler, she's 5 now, and she just started walking at 4, and she did so many miles, and the amount of money we raised, it was amazing.
So what was the actual fundraise? Can you tell us a bit more about
it? Like, they did 21 miles, one of the girls did a pony ride, Sam did a bike ride, and Caleb did a bike ride as well. And we had a little toddler, he's just about to walk, and he did a little walk. So the mums were just counting the steps and counting the miles. Because our children, some of them have low muscle tone, so doing this activity were really quite challenging for them, but they all enjoyed it. And we went down to Weymouth, all socially distanced, and Weymouth Pavilion lit up the colours in yellow and blue, which represents Down syndrome, so it was amazing.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so we always celebrate on the 21st of March, and it's 21 because of the chromosome, 21, and the 3 is the 3 extra copies, so it's 21st of March every year, so we remember that date.
The shine bit, where does that come from?
We felt like saying shine because we feel our children just shine and bring so much aura about them and happiness, and you know, they do have the challenging days, but we just thought shine is a lovely word, a happy word, and everybody wants to feel a bit of sunshine.
Absolutely.
So we pick shine 21.
So if there are any parents out there who want to get in contact with you, how do they do that?
We've got a new website, but it's not live yet. We're working on that. We have a Facebook group called Shine 21 Dorset Down Syndrome Buddy Club, so they can join that. We have an Instagram page. So our emails are on the Facebook group. But we do want to try and get into hospitals and do some maternity packs. Like, you see babies have maternity packs, but we want to do one specifically for mums who have babies with Down syndrome, just to show that there is some support out there.
Okay. Yeah. So in order to keep going, and you're talking about wanting to get the charity status, what help do you need?
We're quite inexperienced with all the grant fundraising, so we try as best, and we try and look for grants to apply for, because we would like to set up regular meetings and have a regular spot to do, like, a monthly drama club or a monthly meet-up youth club. So it's, you know, funds to continue that, really. We've just been successful with a co-op grant, so we're using that funds for some resources, specifically for Down syndrome, because you can buy lots of books, apps. So we want to set up like a resource base so parents can borrow some resources, because they can be quite expensive.
So actually, if there's anybody out there who's good at applying for grants and would give perhaps an hour a month or something, that could be really useful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
If they could volunteer a time. So, because it is so time consuming, isn't it? And there are people out there that have got a lot of experience. So if you are somebody that's listening to this and have experience in grant applications, do get in touch, because, you know, I'm sure just an hour or so a month would be just so beneficial, wouldn't it?
It would be amazing.
Well, Liz, I hope everything keeps going.
Yeah.
And just shout if you need anything else and any extra
help.
But
we've got some great fun activities lined up for the summer holidays.
Have you?
Yeah. We're doing a skateboarding in Bridport. They've offered us a free session. So we've got 10 kids going there. We're doing a boat trip in Weymouth. We're doing a farm visit. My passion is, I'd love like a drama group. A drama dance group. So if there's any teachers out there,
I know your daughter will be first on board with that.
So
she?
We'd love something like that, because I think it would develop the speech. It would
and
help.
Confidence,
yeah. So we want to do fun activities, but awareness. We want to give them the opportunity they can
to reach their full potential.
Yeah, like any child should.
Mm, perfect.
Lovely.
Liz, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, as per usual, hello Terry.
Hello Rachel.
Terry was with me, obviously, when we did the recording with Liz. Quite amazing, isn't it, what they've done in 3 years?
She's great, isn't she? Yeah. And it's another one of those groups that just have found a need and they've gone out and met it. And good on them for doing it.
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, I'm getting hold of a lovely booklet written by a lady who became a carer. It was actually her husband later in life, so sort of slightly different age group. But the booklet is basically about If Only I'd Known That. And it is full of ideas for carers from anything, where to get financial help, what benefits you can get, literally anything in the area to do with transport, buddy clubs like Liz is talking about. And I'm envisaging that these maternity packs are going to be very much like that, which is absolutely what a good idea, you know, because for any of us that have got a child with learning difficulties, to start with, you're just like going uphill in treacle, you know, unless you've got experience. You have to start from the beginning and you don't know what's out there to help until quite often it's years later. So brilliant, good on them.
Well, I really admire the fact that they have specifically gone and identified needs. You say about the maternity pack, and that's one example. There are other examples in there of things that they've actually practically done to help the members of the group, and that's fantastic, isn't it, that they've taken the initiative and done it.
Definitely. And of course, you know, the support there for mums and dads and other family members, that because there will be other siblings who, you know, need that support too. And the fact that over the summer they're flagging up real positive activities, which is lovely, isn't it? You know, it sounds such fun. I might have to go along.
you mentioned on there about a fundraiser or somebody with experience of doing grant applications, which I think is so important because that's their only funding, isn't it? It's that sort of thing.
It is.
But it's a real minefield for people, isn't it?
It certainly is. And actually, after the interview, I was talking to Liz about a fund that they'd really thought they potentially would get because they'd had face-to-face contact with somebody who was very positive about what they were doing. And, you know, they filled in all the forms and everything else, and lo and behold, no, they didn't. And it's the way you fill the forms out and the language you use. And there are people that do this for a pastime, and in an hour they could put in several applications. So if there is anybody out there, please do get in touch. And the other thing is, of course, if they're using the maternity packs or going to design them and develop them, it would be really helpful for somebody to come forward with funds for that for them, because that's going to have a cost. Likewise, you know, they're going to apply for charity status. If there's anybody out there that are really good at those sort of applications, I certainly know from my experience, when Hidden East Trust became a charity in its own right, I went straight to somebody that was recommended. And yes, it's all about the language on the forms, the way you present it, which of course I had no experience about. So again, if you're out there and have that experience, please do get in touch with myself and I can pass you on details.
Anyway, that was Shine 21. What else is going on from what you said at the intro, Rachel? Not a great deal by the sound of it.
Well, unfortunately, we're all bated breath, aren't we? Waiting to see what Boris Johnson is going to say yet again. But hopefully by the 19th of July, things will be picking up. But I think quite a few of the charity events, for example, the Friends of the Yateman Hospital car boot sale has been put on hold until they need, and that's quite sensible, really. You know, we have to still be a bit cautious, whatever we think. But we've had a couple of the Sherwell markets now, which have been absolutely amazing. And the next one is on July the 18th, and it is basically all independent stalls all through the town, through Pageant Gardens. The atmosphere, even if it's chucking it down with rain, is just absolutely fun. So that's worth knowing about. And I have to say a really big thank you to them last month, and also to Master Magna Midsummer Fair, who we had a stand with last weekend. And again, look out for that next year. It is the most amazing small fair, complete with dog show. There was even a tiny little pony that entered one of the dog show competitions, who apparently is well known in the village. But again, you know, they're raising money for things like their village halls and so on and so forth. So fingers crossed, come August, we will have quite a bit more going on.
Now, Rachel, I think a little birdie told me that you might have taken on a position with the Rotary Club. Can you say anything about what you're up to there?
Yes, I'm now president of Sherborne Castle's Rotary Club, potentially actually for not just one but 2 years. And we had our AGM and club assembly and handover last Monday. And the plans are starting to be made for events and fundraising, really from probably 2022 onwards, gradually getting events back, but also introducing quite a lot of additional things, which is really fantastic. And I'm really hoping that I'm going to be able to go round businesses, the independent businesses, in the next few weeks, seeing actually how they fared during the pandemic, because they've been hit really hard. And so businesses and the schools, seeing what their short, medium, long-term hurdles are going to be that have to be surmounted, and seeing in what way, you know, people can help, and not just Rotary, but other businesses and organisations in the town. And so I'm really aiming for Rotary to be even more of a community-based club, really, really working together with other organisations, and particularly the schools, who, again, have had such a tough time.
So, well, more on that another time.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're back on the 1st of August. Do we have a guest for that?
Yes, it is the Honesty Jar.
Oh, yes.
In
yes.
Henstridge.
We had a chat with them once before.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And they, of course, since we spoke to them before, have now moved out to Henstridge, much bigger premises. There's loads going on there, and what a wonderful organisation that is. But if you'd like your charity promoted, do get in touch by going to hiddenneedstrust.org, where you can find all the contact details. We'd love to have you on the show. Just do get in touch to be on a future programme.
Okay, and we will be back, as I say, on the 1st of August. We look forward to that. But until then, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.